When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Art Rosengarten with us. Art, how do the Cards work? What's behind their success?
Well, very simply, they're oracles, and this is what oracles do. And to understand what an oracle does psychologically, oracles do three things. They translate a problem or a question into an image language like that of dreams. That's one thing they do. The oracles also mirror the unconscious forces shaping any given moment or situation. The unseen, they pull that out into awareness. And then finally, they reveal that in every symptom, conflict, or problem, there's an inner spirit trying to communicate to you. So that, I mean, oracles have been around for at least 5,000 years, and many different oracles. The oldest oracle to exist into, you know, the modern age is the Chinese Yi Jing, or I Ching.
Mm-hmm.
Tarot is a Western Renaissance-based oracle, and but the thing that makes it so unique is it works with images, pictures, and very, very complex pictures, in that they're filled with all kinds of layers of meaning. And images are the language of intuition. So tarot cards and all oracles really stimulate intuition, and they open up that way of looking. And finally, intuition really shows us possibilities in the present. They open up new possibilities in the present situation that we haven't otherwise considered.
Art, when you pulled the death card or the devil card or any of these other heinous-looking cards, is that bad news?
No. You know, you've asked me this many, many times, and you know my answer.
Yes.
Like, you usually ask me, what does it mean if I get the death card? And I always tell you the same thing, George. It means you're going to die.
And, of course, you always say that facetiously.
I do, because we're all going to die eventually, and we just don't, it doesn't say when you're going to die or how you're going to die, but it is the death archetype. It's a part of life. And so when you pull the death card, you are there, you have an opportunity to consider the whole spectrum of meanings associated with death and dying. Now, the death card in tarot is often interpreted as dissolution, transformation, metamorphosis, but also we can't rule out, you know, physical, you know, death and dying is all included within the spectrum of that particular archetype.
But that doesn't mean you get the card run and hide or panic or anything like that.
No. In fact, it's a really great card because it most often in a reading means it's kind of the end of a cycle. The death, it's like an ego death, you could say. It's you know, out with the old. But in tarot cards, traditionally, there's always in the death card a rising sun in the background, meaning kind of death rebirth. You know, there's out with the old, and it's really about the, you know, the loss part, but there's always a new beginning arising in the card. So it opens up both sides of that, you know, archetype, as I would say.
Does it also mean it could be the death of a relationship, the death of a job, or something
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. It could be the death of a, you know, the death of living in a particular community and moving somewhere new, or it could be the death of, you know, being a parent of kids still in the house when your kids leave and go away to college. That's experienced as a kind of death, you could say.
Absolutely. Right. Since you've been doing this for a long, long time.
Yes.
What has been for you the most impactful thing with the tarot cards?
Well, the tarot cards goes under, you know, there's three levels, you could say. You know, there's our ordinary everyday situation level, and then there's the collective level, which is, you know, kind of an invisible scaffolding of what we're all feeling in the culture based on, you know, the economy and what's happening in the world and, you know, what's happening in our age, et cetera. And then the underneath that, there's a third level, which we might call the deep self. And the tarot goes under those first two levels and brings out your connection with the deep self, where you connect with what you feel to be true in your heart. That's the level that tarot really works. And it's extremely positive and spiritually based. It seems like every tarot reading comes out with the conclusion that you need to get more into your spiritual self. And that's you know, there's all these misconceptions about the tarot, and tarot has brought that on itself, and there, a lot of hoopla, and a lot of, you know, there's frauds and fakes and all that. But the actually, the art of tarot is a really deep, beautiful, brilliant thing, I think.
How far back do they go?
Well, the first known cards were discovered in Europe in the late 1300s. But their origin is up for debate. Some speculate that they could originate all the way back to ancient Egypt or China. Some theorize India. Some theorize extraterrestrial origins. But my own thought on that is that the tarot, the first designer of tarot is the human imagination, that they emerge from human consciousness, and they are kind of the blueprints of the, you know, what Jung called the collective unconscious, and they're universal, and the images can vary, but the meaning behind them are kind of the core universal parts that all human beings possess, and it gets you into kind of the universal human experience.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
All right, what happens if somebody gets to or hires a bad tarot card reader or interpreter?
Yeah.
Happens, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does happen. It's something that, troubles me. And I don't use tarot divination for predicting the future. Sometimes the reading just calls for it because it's so obvious that it's pointing to the future. But I view a reading as a deep examination of your present state of mind.
Explain that.
What's that?
Explain that.
Well, I don't really believe there is a future as we think of it. The future is a concept, is a construct. The future always emerges as a part of the present moment. It's part of the now. It's all happening now. The future is an idea. It's an important idea, but it's happening in this moment, and it's very changing. We tend to think of the future as existing in some time dimension ahead of ourselves that we can't know. But the future is accessible in the present moment. It's how we view our unfolding, how we view where we're going or where we fear to go. But that's all occurring in the present moment.
If you have a tarot reader who's very enlightened, psychically inclined, does that make it even better?
Oh, yes. Oh yes. Because not only if they are, but if you're reading tarot cards for very advanced people, and I've read at Buddhist retreat centers with some very high meditators, and they've come to me for readings, and they just get it immediately. I don't even have to say anything. I'll present what the card is, and I'll show them, and they'll just smile and nod. You don't even need any words because it's so apparent. It's so obvious.
You've written how many books on tarot now? Four, right?
Four, probably, and a couple of workbooks, but yeah, four. One is my deck, which I created myself out of Sample Therapy. It's a very unique deck where I added a few cards to the major arcana, and it's called Tarot of the Nine Paths, which is also available on Amazon, by the way. And my book, Tarot of the Future, is a deep philosophical look at the emerging themes of our time, and really it's all about the meaning of time, and as opposed to the experience of time.
What has been one of the strangest readings you've ever done, Art?
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure there have been a lot.
Well, I don't know if it was the strangest. One that I thought was kind of amusing, that comes up for me, is I was reading at a big party in Palm Springs where they hired a bunch of readers, and we all had our own private little tents, and this was a black tie affair. We had all these wealthy, sophisticated people, and a man sits down in my booth, and I give him a reading. It was a New Year's Eve reading, and so I go through a whole 10-card reading, and the final card that I turn for him, I say, and really the theme of the coming year for you will be, and I turn the Fool card, right? And the man has this kind of really goofy grin on his face when he sees that. So I felt really curious, so I said, I'm curious, what is it that you do, sir, in your work? And he said, oh, I'm a brain surgeon.
I love it.
So I thought that was amusing to me with the Fool and all of that. He's not messing with my brain, I'll tell you that.
Not you're going to say he's a comedian in Hollywood or something like that.
Right.
Have you seen, not necessarily the death card, but have you seen a crisis or controversy with an individual when you flip cards?
Oh, yes. Even on your show, the last time I was on, there was a woman who called, and it was, she was a very sweet woman. She had all kinds, an older lady, and she had all kinds of really severe medical issues, and unfortunately, I pulled the death card as the final card for her, and it was kind of apparent. I kind of talked about death as death awareness and preparation and things like that, but it was right there, and it was hard. It was hard to confront, but I did confront. I never hedge on a card. I kind of tell it the way it is, and I just trust that people will adjust to find a way to accept it and evaluate it and look at it. And if you try to disguise a card or you soften it or something like that, people will know, they can feel it intuitively, that what it really is saying to them. So I said it very compassionately and gently to the person, but I didn't, hedge on the fact that, my feeling was that the lady was going to die soon, and so that's difficult, but it's true. So,
but you have a sensitivity about you, though, Art, don't you?
I'm an intuitive, and tarot's really helped to open my intuition. I think I'm a natural intuitive, and in my work as a therapist, I see 35 patients every week. So I've the work itself, working with people on that kind of deeper level, just opens a certain type of sensitivity, I suppose, and. Yeah, so all of that is just kind of a natural thing for me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in. again?
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tanner girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.